Spotlights scan a dark blue sky. Chunky golden letters and numerals are stacked on a raised plinth to form the logo of 20th Century Fox. A News Corporation company. 20th Century Fox presents a landscape entertainment production, a Betty Thomas film. John Tucker must die. A pretty blonde girl of about 16 vanishes as she poses for a class photo.
I was in seventh grade when I realized I was invisible. Well, not that kind of invisible. No, it was more like I was just, you know, kind of anonymous. A-N-O-N-I-M-O-U-S. Anonymous.
I'm sorry, that's wrong. W-O-R-N-G, wrong.
It's not that I didn't try. I mean, I was always a real
loser. L-O-S-E-R. Loser.
A boy hands her a note.
Of course, when it came to love.
Pass it on.
Yeah, that sucked. S-U-C-K-E-D. Sucked. There was another thing working against me. Hi.
Hey, I'm Justin. I live just next door, and my mom sent me over with these brownies or something.
Hi, I'm Kate. Well, we just moved here. I mean, die in the boxes. And
holy jam-a-lam.
That other thing is my mom.
Hi. I'm Lori.
She's a babe. Dustin grabs the brownies off Kate and hands them to Lori.
I made these for you. Be careful, you're hot. I mean, they're hot. So hot.
She's never had any trouble landing men. She's just had trouble keeping them. I used to keep track, but I found it exhausting, so I just call them all Skip.
Hi, Kate.
I'm going to be
your new
buzzer.
Maybe we shouldn't get ahead of ourselves now, Skip.
It's Steve, kiddo. Why do you keep calling me Skip?
Because eventually, that's what they all do.
A pilot leaves.
It's happened so many times that my mom's developed a very mature reaction. A quick therapy session, or two, or three. And then we pack up the car and flee to another town. Okay, maybe being invisible does have its advantages. Because moving all the time, I never had to deal with the whole awkward goodbye thing.
She waves to some kids as they drive off. The kids ignore her. At a basketball game.
There's me. It wasn't easy, but in just a few short months, I went from sort of unknown to...
You're a narc.
But enough about me. The story isn't even about me. It's about him.
A player.
John Tucker.
He scores lots of baskets.
Let's face it, he is the man. Captain of the basketball team, his family's loaded. They look somewhere between an Abercrombie model and a Greek god.
Real bobcats when they're endangered.
Funky John scores another basket. As the Kodiaks and their supporters celebrate, a pretty blonde carrying a video camera bumps into a cheerleader and gives her an irritable look. Holding a microphone, the blonde does a piece to camera.
This is Carrie Schaefer. It's no question who's taking the Kodiaks to save this year.
John Tucker here, also known as Tuck, T-Man,
T-Dog.
Some people call me T-Money. But I'm best known as El Capitan.
The cheerleader Carrie bumped into is thrown up into the air. Then the troop go into a routine. Carrie watches unimpressed as her cameraman catches the action.
Short skirts equals talent. Yay.
A guy in a Kodiak bear costume dances along with the cheerleaders. In the audience, Beth, the girl who made the comment about the bobcat, rolls her eyes. In a restaurant...
Hey, table six.
Waitress Kate sees John sitting at a table.
I remember the first time I spoke to John Tucker. It's not like he blew me away or anything. I mean, I was totally in control.
Hi.
Yes. I mean, no. I mean...
I'm not quite ready to order. Thanks.
Please tell me I did not just curtsy.
She did.
What was I thinking? Of course a guy like that already has a girlfriend. That's Carrie Schaefer. Runs a school TV station. Not to mention the Honor Society, Junior Achievers, 4-H Club, Future Filmmakers of America, Big Sisters, Adopt a Shut-In, and I think that's it.
I've decided to write a children's book.
Oh, and she's writing a children's book.
Parfait! Ils ont un mal grillé.
You are so sexy when you speak French.
Embrasse-moi, Jean.
They kiss.
Do you guys want a minute?
John and Carrie continue kissing. Later, Kate finds John kissing the cheerleader.
Whoa, scratch that. He's got two girlfriends. That one's Heather, head cheerleader. Sort of self-explanatory. And Molly's all, why don't we stomp, fight, roar?
Stomp, fight, roar?
No, I mean, at halftime? You did.
Kate takes their order.
Two green salads, dressing on the side. Salmon for her, lobster for me.
I love when you do that.
I love doing that.
I love that you love that I love you doing that.
And no need to rush between courses.
John moves closer to Heather.
That top looks so hot on you. Bet it's even hotter off of you.
Another day, and John's with Beth.
Never been here before, babe, so I hope they have good vegetarian.
Okay, stop it already. Three girlfriends?
Oh, no. Beal? I'm sorry. Let's just go. You know, if I wanted to torture animals, I'd go to a medical lab.
Hey.
Which I would never do, because they torture animals.
Okay, I'm not passing judgment, but for whatever reason, being a vegan teen activist is usually code for easy.
You know, for you, I don't have to give up all meat.
See? I'm not making this stuff up. I don't get it. I mean, these girls all seem so confident and cool. How do they not know that John's cheating on all of them?
He's a total operator. He goes out with girls from different cliques so that they never actually talk to each other. And then he tells them that his father won't let him date during basketball season, so they'll have to keep it a secret. How'd you learn all this stuff? I don't know, just a guess.
The other waitress runs off in floods of tears. Back at college, Kate wanders into a large hall and goes over to join some other girls at a table. As she does so, the other girls all get up and leave. John comes in and slaps hands with his basketball buddies. A bloke throws him a bottle of water, which he deftly catches. He drinks a bit and walks over to Heather at one of the tables.
What's up, girl?
She hands him a ticket and he goes on his way. He walks over to another table where Beth is with some other girls. He flirts briefly with her, then moves on. John walks over to Carrie at another table.
Got something sweet for me?
Of course.
She picks up a cupcake, scoops some icing off the top of it with her finger, and puts it in John's mouth. He smiles and heads off, leaving her looking disappointed.
John is confident in the system for juggling girls, but even he couldn't anticipate the events of Black Tuesday.
He smiles and winks at a fat girl on the stairs. She grins, then collapses, clutching her chest.
He didn't know Coach Claypool had acute angina. It wasn't John's fault. It was a pre-existing condition, and she stabilized and took early retirement in Sun City, Florida.
John Tucker.
Anyway, the point is,
Coach Claypool is in the hospital, so we're combining all first period gym classes.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. We all hate each other.
No, we hate you.
Okay. Jennifer, Allison, Molly, Sarah, Denise, and Kimmy, this side.
My name is Lucretia.
On this side, I want Beth, Carrie, Heather, and what's your face?
I'm Kate. Kate.
All right, ladies, let's play ball.
You're Heather, right? I'm Kate.
So? You weren't at the party
last night. Where were you?
Well, it's totally on the DL. I mean, not fit to print. I'm dating John Tucker.
Hey! Sorry, slipped.
Heather threw the ball at Carrie.
Okay, all right, fine. Okay, everybody, let's play.
She gets hit in the face with the ball again. She marches over to confront Heather.
You know what? That was no accident.
He's mine. Stay away from him.
What?
Oh, girls, peace and love. Oh, come on.
No guys are fighting over
this. There's nothing to fight about. John Tucker is mine.
Beth's outraged.
I am dating John Tucker.
The ball hits Kate in the face.
Enough! Let's get back in the game.
Carrie, Beth, and Heather immediately resume shoving and slapping each other. The coach gets hit in the face by a ball, and Kate is hit by a sack of balls that Heather wields. The girls throw the balls at each other, and Kate catches one in the face, knocking her down. Some gothy girls sit and watch the fracas impassively. Beth pushes a storage bin into the other girls and the coach, knocking them all over. Kate scrabbles for the coach's whistle and blows it.
This guy is cheating on all of you, and instead of taking it out on him, you're beating the shit out of each other?
Language! Detention! You, and you!
The coach rights the storage bin and marches off. Kate goes.
Who is that? I don't know, Pam something.
Kate goes into the library, where a guy's obliviously singing along to his personal stereo.
I want you to want me. I need you to need me. I'm begging you to beg me. Shut up, you old brat. Shh. Sorry, it's,
Cheap Trick. I understand.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you can't really hum to Cheap Trick.
No, once you've started, you're kind of obligated to belt it out.
Yeah. Kate smiles and nods.
I'm Scott. You're from chemistry, right?
Yeah, I'm Kate. So, where is everybody? Detention?
You came early to detention?
Oh, well, it's, you know, I would hate to miss a minute of being detained.
Scott smirks. Kate smiles self-consciously and looks out into the corridor where John's chatting up another girl.
Ugh. Oh, wow. It's not usually the reaction he gets from girls. It's generally more like a...
Oh. Yeah, okay. Jerk isn't really my type.
Yeah, you're right. He can't have his jerk moments.
Oh, I thought he was you guys' god or whatever.
You're close. He's my older brother.
Oh, you're the other Tucker?
What is that? Is that like the loser Tucker?
Oh, no. That's not what I meant. You just don't look...
Hot, buff, or capable of inciting an all-girl smackdown? No, you're right. No, it's cool. I'll let you in on a secret, though. My mom says I'm special on the inside.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Scott heads off. Heather?
John, can I talk to you for a sec?
Yeah, sure.
Later, guys.
Yeah. So what's up?
In PE today, some loser said that she went out with you.
Really? And you believed her?
No. I mean, I don't know. You can't have a girlfriend.
Basketball season. But if I could, you know who would be.
Heather smiles and she and John exchange a gooey kiss.
You know, I don't know why girls say stuff like that. I mean, I think they're just jealous of what we have. Because we share something special. Something we don't have to label. It's an unspoken bond.
All right. Detention has begun. I'll be right back. And no talking.
So I talked to John. It was sweet. He felt bad for you. He said that you were jealous because we share something special. Something that we didn't have to label.
Because it's our unspoken bond, and I just love how secure you are.
And it hurts me to hear you question it, because you're the only girl for me? Damn! He said the same thing to all of us.
Figures. He makes up with us, and then he hooks up with
us. You guys hooked up.
John and I share something special.
Oh, what, that you've both been in your pants?
We share a vegan, nonviolent outlook on life. Oh, nice, Heather. It's not like everyone doesn't know that little Miss Cheerleader brings it on.
What, you look, two? John and I belong together. He is the team captain, and I am the head cheerleader.
Oh, I'm sorry. What kind of cheerleader?
Oh, like he'd take either of you two seriously.
Do not lump me with her.
Also, what now? You're better than me?
Shut up.
Excuse me?
What?
Sorry. You have something to say? No, it's none of my business.
What?
Okay, let me guess. Does he always use pet names like baby and sweetheart? Yeah, it's not out of affection. It's so he won't mix up your names. And he's all about an unspoken bond or something special, but never about a relationship. And the whole arrangement was your idea, so you feel guilty that he cheated.
Oh my God, you're dating John too.
No, I just knew a guy like him. Skip.
She's right. I mean, he's always making me feel guilty.
Yeah. It seems to me that if a guy treats you like that,
you'd break up with him, blah, 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 blah.
But John would have another girlfriend in a second.
No, I didn't say break up. I get even.
The girls look at Kate.
Who are you?
I know, you're that girl who wigged out last year and got sent to rehab.
No, I...
Then you got taken away for bulimia.
No.
Fat camp?
No.
No talking!
My name is...
No talking!
The girls exchange petulant looks and Kate's frustrated at the thwarting of her story. Back at home, Kate is studying when her mum comes in.
Hey, honey. I'm in a hurry. I've got a big date tonight.
Drummer?
Doctor. Well, veterinarian. Technician.
So you're dating a dog nurse?
You've got a friend at the door.
Kate frowns.
What?
Kate gets off her bed. It's Carrie.
Have fun, girls!
Kate, right?
Yeah, Kate.
Heather.
I want to bring down you-know-who.
Beth.
Normally I'm opposed to the slaughter of animals, but in John Tucker's case, I'll make an exception.
I don't even know him.
So? You don't know anyone. You're like the Swiss. You're neutered.
It's neutral? Kate, if the three of us tried this alone, we would kill each other. You brought us here. You showed us that we have something in common.
Exactly. We all want to kill John Tucker.
Wow.
The girls exchange feisty looks.
Okay.
Learning center? This was here.
Look at him strutting his stuff like he owns the place.
Well, he does.
For now. This way. Don't touch anything.
Wow.
You spend way too much time in after-school programs.
Thank you.
They're in a media center.
Beth, can you get the lights? It's the remote. Labeled lights. Okay, guys. Let's go.
Please try and pay attention. And all cell phones off. Kate, do your thing.
My thing? Oh, okay. What is it that attracted you to
Kate,
John?
I like where you're going with this. Okay, girls, we need to define John. He is a statue wrapped in a painting in a frame made of muscles. But what makes him tick? Is it that charm? Is it that smile? Is it that perfect tan? What is it, girls? Dig deep.
It's everything. It's his eyes, his lips, his chest, the way that when he holds you, his whole body kind of tight.
We all know what happens when boys get happy.
Not what I meant.
You guys, save it for John, okay? Look, back to the point. We all agree he's hot.
So what do we do?
Well, in cheer, we usually tear down the other team by undermining their confidence, making them feel lame.
I don't think this is a case for UGLY, you ain't got no alibi.
Shut up! Heather, as much as I hate to admit this, you have a point.
Right. And since John's game is that he always has a date, to get even with a guy like that, you make him undateable.
Yes. Undateable. A systematic destruction of all that is John Tucker.
His image explodes.
Girls.
I think I have an idea. I'm telling you, babe, I can make your looks work for you.
Don't you think, Robert?
No, Robert knows my mom, and he shoots for Vogue, Elle, GQ, and of course he's done all my yearbook photos since middle school on recycled paper.
Okay, John, the trick is just relax and behave naturally, yeah? Now pout for me, John, pout! More pouting, yeah! Oh, yeah, I love you, I love you. Now make me hate you, hate me, yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, you hate me. Oh, you hate me, John. Nice, nice, nice. I hear a tree. It's windy. Shake your branches. Big storm, John. Big storm. Bigger, bigger, bigger. Now hate me, John. Hate me. Oh, you hate me, John.
In a cinema.
It is so amazing that you're into sculpture. I mean, what are human beings here for if not to, you know, make horses and stuff out of clay?
Really? I'm so glad to feel that way.
Totally.
His photo's on screen.
Hey, isn't that you?
I do some part-time now modeling.
Really? I didn't know that.
Can I have a sip?
Yeah.
The ads for genital herpes.
What? No, I don't have that.
The ad reads, "There's nothing cute about herpes. I know, I have it." His date's aghast.
Holly. I don't have that.
Don't touch me. Don't touch me. Don't touch me.
The girls snigger as they watch his date leave.
No, that's not real. I only model as a guy with herpes.
He's pelted with popcorn and hurries out.
Going to the free clinic, talk?
Rule number one in warfare? Never underestimate your opponent.
The Team Responsibility Awards.
I don't personally suffer from an STD, but 1 in 5 young adults do. And I am proud to give my voice to the silent.
That's right, baby.
Two deaf girls sign to each other. Is he getting an award for having crabs? No, he's getting an award for having the clap. A girl hugs John.
Thanks. It should have worked. I mean, are we missing something?
I am. My social life.
Hey!
Hey, Miss Spencer.
Lori, please. So, what are you girls up to?
Just drawing a man.
Ooh, who do I make my check out to? He's totally indestructible. We give him herpes, they give him an award.
Fake herpes, Mom. No, it was a whole reputation thing. It's a long story.
Sure, yeah, the old fake herpes reputation thing.
You know, I can unpack the groceries if you've got stuff.
I get it. All right, play nice, girls.
Lori wanders off.
Okay, your mom is so hot.
She does yoga lattes. Carrie, what are you always typing on there?
Oh, lists, normal stuff, same as everyone. I have my to-do list, my goals list, my contingency list, my observations, my notions, which, of course, are very different because observations require a topic sentence and notions do not. Normal stuff.
Right, normal.
Totally.
Well, at least I'm not medicated.
Excuse me, this is an all-natural beauty supplement. What are you taking?
Heather hands the pills to Beth.
Estrogen? Heather, they torture innocent horses for this. It's made from their pee. Peeing isn't torture. Menopause is. I steal it from my mom. Guys take steroids to get pecs. I just want to go up a cup size.
I don't think it works like that. It stops your natural hormone production.
Yeah, and when you run out, you're going to grow a mustache and a penis.
Are you serious?
Okay, you guys. We've got to get back to John.
Okay, what we need is one major hit that's going to crush his whole macho thing, you know? We need him to understand what it feels like to be us.
Right. And what's more terrifying to a man than not being manly?
Kate holds up the estrogen pills. John's with the rest of the Kodiaks practicing on the basketball court. Amongst his stuff at the side of the court is a bottle of Bulk Up bodybuilding supplement. Heather comes over and takes the lid off the supplement. She then empties a pot of estrogen pills into it. She just finishes the job as John runs over.
What's up, babe?
Hey!
How you doing?
Good.
He opens the Bulk Up supplement.
Are you trying to bulk up?
Yeah, coach has me drinking twice a day.
Oh. Not working. I mean, the slim look works for some guys, but you're definitely losing tone.
I'm losing tone.
Maybe you should double up doses.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for the heads up, man.
Heather wanders off as John mixes himself a double dose of the spiked Bulk Up supplement. He glugs it down. Kate's working on something in the science lab when Scott walks up behind her.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, can I ask you a favor? I'm in need of a lab partner. I was with Alex, but he got burnt pretty badly in an experiment, so.
Oh, well, before I say yes, how exactly did he get burned?
Well, that is open to interpretation, because he will say that it was my fault. But I clearly said, dear God, man, you're on fire, run for your life.
A clear warning.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you can start by measuring 40 milliliters into that graduate cylinder.
All right.
Kate makes notes as dark-haired Scott pulls out the fluid.
Whoa, slow down.
All right.
Get down at eye level. Wait till the bottom of the meniscus is at that line.
I'm sorry, the meniscus?
Wait till the curvy part is at the doodad.
All right.
He pours more fluid into the vial, then spills it.
There.
Oh, God, shit, I spilled it. What do I do? What is this?
Sodium chloride suspension.
Oh, it's burning.
Really? Because sodium chloride is
burning.
Salt water.
He calms down.
Oh. Well, okay, then I didn't burn myself. It just kind of looks like I peed.
He flicks water at her.
Hey, all right, all right. This is just silly.
Hey, cool it.
A teacher.
Yeah, okay, geez, cool then.
At a basketball game, John does a flying leap and scores a basket.
What?
John slaps hands with one of his teammates. As the game restarts, one of the other team's players has possession of the ball. John shadows him and the player pushes John away, hitting his chest.
Lay off. Sensitive.
Sorry, princess. Are you tripping now?
Really, how many times I have to flush before you go away?
Play clean. If I wanted to listen to an asshole, I would have farted.
It's an awful thing to say.
John shoves him.
We got a technical foul, 23, with a push.
He started it. He's being mean.
Carrie and Heather exchange a look. John eats an energy bar. The Kodiak's bear mascot, Tommy, sees him.
Dude, that's mine. I got a little blood sugar.
I need it.
Do my thighs look fat in these shorts?
Play resumes and John gets possession of the ball. One of the other Kodiaks calls over to him.
Don! Don! Come on, Don! What? Why are you looking at me like that? I'm open! Fine! You see? Now what did you make me do?
The other side get possession and score.
Time wrap!
The Kodiaks join their coach.
John, you okay?
Yeah. What? Don't I look okay? Because I feel okay, I feel fine. I'm great. What are you saying?
I'm saying focus. We got 1 minute left on the clock to finish this game.
I'm in it.
On three. One, two, three.
Kodiak, go!
Play resumes. John gets possession of the ball. He leaps into the air and shoots at the other team's basket. As he does so, he hits one of their players in the face with his crotch. John misses the basket and falls to the floor in a heap. The coach runs over to him as the other player picks himself up.
Tucker. Tucker, you okay? Can you finish the game?
No. I'm anxious and bloated. My nipples hurt.
Don't be a pansy ass. We need you. Get up. Let's go.
No. I won't. It's always me. We need you, John. Let's go, John. John, John, John. You're always yelling at me. You never listen to me. What about my feelings?
Holding his hands to his face, he runs off the court.
It was a kill strike.
Leave me alone!
And it landed with shock and awe. Thanks to us, girls would no longer be under the reign of John Tucker's charm. He had finally fallen from grace, and we were on top of the world.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Everyone ignores John. He turns to Tommy.
Tommy
pats him on the shoulder, shakes his head and goes, watching the girls smirk. As John goes to his locker, a girl approaches him.
What you did on the court last night was the most courageous thing I've ever seen any man do. This is my peer counseling hotline. Give it a call anytime you want to talk. I stay up late.
She slinks off, wiggling her hips. Another girl.
A real man knows how to feel.
I want to feel a real man.
If you ever need a shoulder or a hug or, you know, anything, I'm here.
Oh. Rule number two in warfare. Never, ever underestimate your opponent.
Hey, sweetie, can we talk?
Heather.
Look, I know I wigged out last night. My peer counselor says I need to look into my emotional responsibility. So I've been doing some me work, and it's really been clearing things up. And, well, you know there's only one girl for me. But I don't think that girl's you. I mean, we had a fun run. You know, I'm just ready to find something deeper, more complex. So, we good?
He delivers the speech to each of the three girls, and they each slap him and storm off in a huff. Later, Heather, Beth, and Carrie come round to Kate's for a whinge.
Well, he dumped me.
That shallow bastard thinks I'm not complex.
You, like, invented complex.
So depressed I couldn't even enjoy the breakup sex.
They all look at Beth.
Oh, my God, I'm such a slut.
Ow!
Oh, God.
Can't believe I ate meat for him. I mean, it was fish. Still, I don't eat anything with a face.
Mmm, try this. That's really good. Chocolate on chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
Chocolate is the John Tucker of all snack food.
What, it's got to get with every candy on the shelf?
No, no, no. Chocolate makes everything better. My mom says that it can even mend your broken heart.
You know, I was thinking, instead of doing all this, we should have just broken his heart.
What?
Heather, that's pretty genius.
Yeah, except he broke up with everybody.
Not everybody.
They all look at Kate.
What? No, mm-hmm. I can't do that. I don't even like him.
So you're not really going to be dating him.
You'll be pretending.
Exactly.
Look, I know what you're thinking. I'm not as pretty as Heather. I'm not that smart. I'm not that experienced.
Oh. It's true. But you have us, and we can make you into anything. If we combine all of us, we can make him fall in love with you. I mean, really fall in love, and then we'll yank it all out from under
us. This is gonna be so good!
No, it's just not gonna work.
Okay.
Look, I know you think I'm just a superficial cheerleader, but I do have feelings. And they got crushed because of your idea. I used all my mom's estrogen pills, and now she looks like Bernie Mac.
Darn. You guys,
you know what? Forget it. You couldn't pull it off anyway.
Let's go.
Oh, wow. All right.
Wait. Just tell me what to do.
Yes! Now, the first step is so easy. There's one thing John Tucker cannot resist.
Okay, girls, this is Kate, and she'll be taking Nancy's spot.
What?
Well, you know, you've got that bum leg and everything.
Sorry.
But it's just a sprain. The doctor said I'd be better in a week.
Maybe next year, kiddo. You fought a good fight, though.
Okay, pyramid. Kate, you're on top.
What?
No, I get dizzy in high heels.
Come on. John loves girls on top.
Kate frowns.
Of the pyramid, hello?
Trust me, it's an honor. Molly's been waiting 3 years to get up there. Right, Molly?
Oh. Yeah, you go ahead. It's your first day, you earned it.
Okay, up, up, up. Good. Straight legs.
Get a steady.
Big smile.
Kate ever balances, bringing the pyramid down.
Sorry.
Well, if you can crush John like you crushed Molly, I think we got it. Don't be sorry. Be strong. The most important thing a cheerleader wears is her attitude. Watch this.
Heather adopts sassy mode and slinks down the corridor.
I can do that.
Kate slinks over to a notice board and leans against the wall. John appears.
Heather. We're cool, right?
What?
Who's the new cheerleader?
She bangs her head.
That's Kate.
She's cute.
Not gonna happen. She's not into high school boys.
Heather marches off, taking Kate with her. John watches them go and grins.
That's it? We're just planting the seed. What did he say about me? Did he say anything?
Cute.
He said that? He would. Oh my gosh, I mean, you didn't even introduce me. Should I go talk to him? I'll go. No. What?
They go into the ladies, and Heather bangs on two cubicle doors. Beth and Carrie come out.
Okay, emergency meeting. I think we're sending Kate in before she's ready.
I'm totally ready.
Really? Tell them what John said about you.
Oh, what about me being cute? Oh, no, it's just a comment. If anything, it's an insult. I know he's just getting ready to use me.
Kate, I'm confused, but I thought you said you had experience with guys like this.
I do. I watched my mom date a million and one of these guys.
But have you ever dated one?
Have you ever dated a John Tucker?
Have you ever dated anyone?
Define anyone. Oh my God, I'm totally not ready. I'm gonna
be
blown
this
paper.
I'm not. Stop. Okay, look, you'll be fine, okay? You just gotta remember to be cool and collected.
Yeah, be caring and passionate.
Be proud and aggressive.
You've got to make him chase you, okay? If it's easy, he'll move on. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have it. It's totally under control.
Okay. So, he really said you were cute?
Yeah, I mean, that's what Heather said. And, damn it!
Okay, look, it's not that hard. When he speaks to you, count to three in your head before you answer him.
Don't show any interest. Don't even look at him too much.
Yeah, no. You got it?
They all look at Kate.
I said, do you have it?
I was counting to three. Not that slowly. We don't want him to think you're retarded.
Some more girls come in.
Sorry. I bet. Bye.
The conspirators leave. As Heather and Kate come out of class, John walks up behind them.
Hey.
John Tucker.
Hi.
So, you must be new.
Kate counts to three.
Well, not new, new, but new to cheer.
She counts again and is about to answer when he cuts her off.
Okay. Don't tell me. Tell me Friday night. At dinner. I'm captain of the team. You're our new cheerleader. I'm obligated to buy you dinner. School rules.
Thank you, but I'm gonna have to pass.
She heads off.
You busy or?
Sure, I'm busy. Nice to meet you. Bye.
What?
John looks stumped. Kate and Scott are in the chemistry lab.
You know, there's actually a pretty decent music scene around here. You know, if I ever know, you know, I mean, if I ever hear of a good show, maybe, you know, I could let you know about that show.
Where are you supposed to be? You don't belong in this class.
I'm just supposed to drop these off.
A nerdy guy hands Kate a bunch of white roses. A second nerd appears with a second bunch.
Excuse me, who are you?
More flowers.
Oh, hey, what's going on? What is your name, son?
Attention, fellow students. If Kate is out there in loudspeaker land, my number is 555-6467.
The girls watch a video of Kate and John.
I'm the captain of the team. You're our new cheerleader. I'm obligated to buy you dinner. School rules.
Thank you, but I'm gonna have to pass.
How'd you guys get this video?
I've been documenting our efforts.
Great, make a video. Maybe John will get a role on the LC.
It's our expose. We're gonna show everybody the real John Tucker and how he broke his heart.
It'll be like primetime Tucker. Hasta la vista, motherfucker.
Stop! With the rhyming.
No, that's good. Do it like this. John.
Hey, sweetie.
There's only one guy out there for me.
I just don't think that girl's you.
And you are not him.
We good?
We are still gonna neuter him. Can't do one.
John, there's only one guy out there for me, but you are not him.
No, don't hold back. How do you want to be a cheerleader with no attitude?
I don't want to be a cheerleader.
Kate, everyone wants to be a cheerleader. Come on, you gotta sell it.
John, there's only one guy out there for me, but you are not him.
No.
Kate, this is for every guy out there that's ever lied to any girl. Okay? Okay, action.
John Tucker, there's only one guy out there for me. But you are not him.
Damn. You are gonna be a legend.
Yeah.
Kate walks down a corridor looking through some notes. John spots her, grabs a book, and makes like he's reading it. He then walks up the corridor and accidentally on purpose bumps into her.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
Do you like the flowers?
Yeah, if you're into that sort of thing.
Because I didn't get a phone call.
I didn't have a pen.
Kate smiles to herself as she walks off, leaving John looking bemused. He walks off the other way and goes into a classroom where he finds Scott listening to something on headphones.
Scrap. Oh.
Hey, man.
Hey. So, your lab partner's with Kate, right? You talk. What's your deal?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't think she's your type, though.
Girl is my type.
All right, well, then maybe you're not her type. She's into stuff like old school Elvis Costello. She listens to obscure podcasts. She reads Dave Eggers. You know, she's deep, man.
Dude, I'm deep. I'm dating the poetry club.
Scott's taken aback. Later, he's with Kate.
So John asked you to spy on me?
Yeah, he heard we were lab partners, so he's having me tail you and find out what I can.
Although I am supposed to be playing it cool and not giving anything away.
You're like the worst spy in the world.
Yeah, or am I the best spy in the world? Who's waiting by the phone and who's chatting up the girl?
True. Yeah. I have a kink. I have a kink in my neck.
That's probably those new cheer muscles of yours.
Are you making fun of me?
A little bit, yeah.
He helps her with the binder she dropped. They exchange a romantic look, then snap out of it.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. Go fight Roar.
Yeah, bye. Yeah.
Bye.
On the basketball court, the Kodiaks are in action. John scores a basket. Heather and Kate are cheerleading.
Defense!
I totally blew it with John. I mean, he hasn't even looked at me since I turned him back. Relax. Kate, this is gonna work, I promise.
How do you know? Just know, I promise.
Hey, Spencer. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Not so good. See, I like this girl, but she doesn't know I exist.
Tucker, get in the game!
I'm bearing my soul here, coach.
John, I understand and respect your emotional needs.
John passes the ball to a teammate who passes it back.
So, Fridays, we should go out to the beach, watch the sunset. You should come.
Come on, JP!
John, shoot! If it'll make him shoot, okay!
John throws the ball in the dying seconds of the game and scores a basket. The crowd goes wild and John is held shoulder high by the other players. The cheerleaders flock round Kate and Carrie does a piece to camera.
After Thursday's game, it's no question which Kate S. is taking the school by storm. Capturing the full attention of school's greatest prize, JT!
Tommy, the Kodiak mascot, picks Carrie up. John acknowledges the crowd. Later, Heather clips a hidden camera onto Kate.
Sorry. Never done this before.
You put it on her bra?
Guys, he is gonna find that in like the first 5 minutes.
They all look at Beth.
Or not.
Beth, can you speak into the cleavage?
Kate's boob cam. Testing.
Testing, hello.
You guys.
Oh my god!
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. You know, if we play our cards right, we can keep this going all the way till John's birthday. That may just work. See, I've already made a projected heartbreak timeline based on John's average conquest compared to Kate's rising cool factor. So it leads to two events, the away game and John's birthday party. Now, I say our best chance at heartbreak is to see how much he cares about Kate. So we test him at the away game, and then we crush him
at his party.
How do you know he's gonna have a party?
You're so nose cute. Okay, John's birthday is like homecoming combined with prom combined with MTV Music Awards.
So are you ready for him?
Yes. Okay, so I play hard to get. I count to three. I've got it.
No, that's when you were playing hard to get. You're going out. He's got you.
So I count to four?
Oh my god, I don't know what I'm doing. I mean, this is a really bad idea. You guys...
Chill out! Look, you're with three girls who know how he operates, okay? You'll be fine.
Okay. I'm gonna be John, Heather be Kate.
I don't wanna be Kate, you be Kate.
Can I be Kate?
Fine, let Kate be Kate. Just go.
Okay. Baby, it's your lucky day, because I'm gonna take you out tonight. Where do you wanna go?
I don't know, where do you wanna go?
No! He's not in control, remember? You are. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, try with me. Honey, you know I'm all about what makes you happy. So what movie? Anything you want.
What do you think I want? And don't be wrong.
The other girls all look impressed.
How?
Okay,
wait, I can't hide the camera.
Cleavage, it's gonna go in this room. It'll be perfect. Why did I
Covert camera in place and looking a bit nervous, Kate makes her way onto the beach at sunset. John sees her.
Hey! Hey, you made it.
Yeah. Hey, Kate, how's it going?
Hi, Tuck. Hey, Kate.
Looking good, Kate.
Hey, Kate. Becky, from student council.
Oh, hey.
Looks like I'm out with the most popular girl in school.
Lucky you.
So, tell me about yourself. I want to know everything. Your whole story.
Oh, my story. Still being written.
So, it's a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
I like mysteries.
Really? I mean, what do you like about them?
I don't know. I guess I like secrets.
I bet.
They stroll along the beach. John suddenly steps in front of Kate.
Okay, you're right. Too much talking ruins the moment. Let me just stand here and enjoy this.
John.
Shh.
The sunset is that way.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm just enjoying everyone staring at me in insane jealousy. They wish they were out with a girl like you.
Unable to resist, she cracks a smile.
So, how did I end up out tonight with the most amazing girl in school? I mean, was it my irresistible charm or my really nice butt?
I think it was your incredible modesty.
Liar!
Oh, shit! He's in his zone tonight. I hope she can handle it. The beach, the sunset.
At least there's no romantic fire.
Ah! What about fire? Thank you.
They toast marshmallows.
Kill.
Scott watches from nearby.
So, can I give you a ride home?
Now? Yeah. Yeah.
They get up and John takes her hand.
I have to pee. That was too much information.
It's okay. Your secret's safe with me. I gotta make sure Tommy's got a ride home anyway, so, I'll meet you at the truck.
She nods.
Yeah, yeah.
Scott watches them enviously. Once clear of John, Kate talks into her camera.
Hello? I need some help here.
We didn't prepare for this.
Kate gets in a Land Rover and Beth pops up.
Hey, okay, a ride home? What do I do?
Just breathe. This is really good. It means he's into you.
Do you think he's gonna make a move?
No, if anything, it's just gonna be a kiss. He keeps it PG-13 on the first night. Okay, are you a good kisser?
I don't know. How does anybody know?
Do guys tell you you're a good kisser?
Oh my god, I'm a bad kisser.
Okay, stop. All we need is one kiss, and then you leave him wanting more. It is not that hard, okay? Oh my god, I'm gonna have to show you, aren't I? Okay, come.
Right now?
Okay, quick. Okay, come here. You lock in on him. Grab onto that gorgeous head of hair and take control. Hold his gaze. Your lips might just touch, but not yet. It's just gotta be the temptation. And then you give him one light kiss.
Holy John Llama. Kiss her again. Do it.
Get out of here, you little perv!
John approaches.
Shit!
Kate, can you kill the lights?
Hey!
Hey. What's wrong?
Nothing. Nothing. I was just breathing. I breathe a lot.
Right.
John backs the car out of the car park. Carrie and Heather.
Beth's still in the truck.
What?
Slot in truck. Come on, we gotta move. Oh, wait, wait. Okay.
Carrie backs her car out of the car park and goes after the Land Rover.
So, what kind of music are you into?
Good music.
Think I might have some of that. Let's see.
He feels around in the back as he drives, narrowly missing Beth. He picks up a CD.
Here we go.
Kate anxiously mouths, Beth.
You like Elvis Costello?
Tell me you don't, I'm kicking you out of the car right now.
No, I love him. I mean, he's okay, I guess.
John smiles knowingly. In the back, Beth finds a discarded bra. She looks at the label, which says 100% hemp. She stuffs the bra inside her jacket, then pulls a coat over her head to hide herself.
So, what are some of your other secrets?
Well, I told you, I have to kill you.
Kate smiles, then looks out of the window and winces. John's red Land Rover, which is bedecked with bull bars and spotlights, pulls up outside Kate's house.
I'm glad we did this. I had a great time.
Me too.
Beth mouths something to her.
Walk me to my door.
Sure.
They get out of the car. Heather and Carrie arrive in their car and park at a discreet distance. John turns to Kate.
Kate? I could walk you to your door, but then I'd be too tempted to kiss you. And I really like you, you know, and I don't want to risk anything by moving too fast. So, rather than torture myself, I'm just going to say goodnight. So, goodnight.
Beth gets her dress stuck in the car door.
Ow!
Ow!
Ow. I think I bobbed when you weaved.
Yeah.
She's going off book. What just happened? Is that Beth? What?
Okay. Bye.
Kate grabs him.
I always like a little risk.
She plants a seductive kiss on his lips to allow Beth time to get clear. As their lips part, the garden sprinklers come on and they run for the front door. In the car, Heather and Carrie lose the picture on their monitor.
Oh my God.
Something is not right.
John and Kate stop outside her front door and stare at each other for a moment. Then John plants a lingering kiss on her lips. The kiss is interrupted by Kate's camera short-circuiting. She gets a shock.
Whoa. Kate?
I don't want to risk anything by going too fast.
She hurries inside, shuts the door and pulls the short-circuiting camera out of her blouse. Outside, John touches his lips, smiles to himself and heads off, clearly smitten. Beth climbs into Carrie's car, her skirt in tatters.
It's not even my date and he still gets me out of my skirt.
Looking thoughtful, John starts the Land Rover up and drives off, oblivious to the fact that a large chunk of Beth's skirt is still stuck to one of the back wheels. In the house, Kate dries herself off with a towel as her mum comes downstairs.
Honey, what happened?
The sprinklers, sorry.
Ew, that could ruin a date, huh?
It wasn't a real date, Mom.
Right. Listen. I don't think this is such a good idea. You know, pretending to like a guy. I don't want to see you get hurt.
I'm not going to get hurt. He is.
My advice is not to do this.
Mom, there's a lot of things I come to you for advice about, but this is not one of them. I'm sorry, but honestly, how many John Tuckers have pulled a hit and run on you?
That's not fair. I have met some pretty nice guys lately.
Right, yeah. The drummer, the guy in rehab, and throwing that one from the tanning salon, and you've hit the trifecta.
When did you get like this? A month ago, you wouldn't like you right now.
A month ago, nobody liked me.
I did.
Kate looks chastened.
I'm sorry. It's been a long night. I'm a little,
Yeah, it's okay. I got a little of that, too.
Good night.
Kate starts to go.
Kate, just be careful who you pretend to be. I mean, I'd hate if you forgot who you are.
I was nobody, so there's really no risk in losing anything.
Laurie looks troubled. Kate's with the other conspirators.
So how long do you think he's back again?
I say he'll show up in the next 30 seconds.
They look out of the window.
Like clockwork.
That's call number 5. That's 2 calls past desperate. Get it.
Kate picks up.
Hello.
Hey, Kate. It's me.
She shrugs.
John? John Tucker.
Oh, yeah. Hey. I just got in. What's up?
So, did you figure out if you were doing anything on Saturday?
Yeah. I did, and... Oh, crap.
What's the matter?
Some perv's been checking out the house, and I think I see him. I think he's in a Jeep or something.
Really? You want me to cruise by and check it out?
No, we're just gonna call the cops.
Okay, well, I'll talk to you later, then.
He accidentally turns his windscreen wipers on and selects reverse, taking out a trash can as he hurries off.
We figured if we'd hit stalking potential, it was time to let John take me out on a real date.
In the restaurant...
We're not eating here?
Nah, thought we'd do takeout.
The waitress recognizes Kate and, shocked to see her with John, drops her tray.
Hey, where are we going?
Well, I could tell you, but then I'd have to kill you.
Come on.
Okay.
Here's our table.
They're outside.
Oh, my gosh.
The girls.
Where are they? Where'd they go?
Wait. You guys, I can't tell where they are.
The waitress points the plotters in the direction the couple went.
Okay, it's definitely dark.
What?
I don't know, outside maybe?
No effing way. Boat? Has anybody else been on the boat? I've never been on the boat. Nobody even told me he had a boat.
She's not equipped to handle this. I'm losing them.
Hey!
We gotta get out there.
The plotters are in a motorboat.
Come on, we've gotta get there now-ish. I can't! This motor sucks.
Can't you go a little faster?
No.
Give me an oar, I could paddle faster than you.
Just pretend it's a whaling ship and go
put green peace on their ass. What?
Heather stalls it.
Nice. Gilligan here just flooded the engine.
I'll give you Gilligan.
Heather pulls the outboard motor's starter cord. The engine falls off the boat and sinks, leaving them quite a distance from land.
Okay, this is fine. This is why God invented AAA.
Oh, no.
What?
No signal.
Carrie and Heather gawp at Beth's phone.
No signal?
It was the first time I was truly alone with John.
I make a wish.
I can't quite explain it, but okay, if I could dream up how a date should be, John Tucker did it better. He did it way better.
I mean, when do you cue the dolphins?
Right.
I mean, no, don't get me wrong. It's really nice. But
are you really that scared to just hang out and be yourself?
John looks at the deck of the yacht.
Okay, fair enough. But it is terrifying trying to impress you.
Me?
Kate, I mean, you come out of nowhere and you've got high school dialed in.
I don't really think I'm that dialed. No, you're the varsity captain and the most popular guy in school.
Right, yeah. I guess. You know, I'm just lucky. Okay, I'm really lucky. Yeah, and that's why I'd be crazy not to make the most of it. Look, Kate, maybe sometimes I come on too strong. I don't know who else to be. I just gotta put my whole heart into things.
He leans forward to kiss her.
That sounds like an easy way to get it broken.
He draws back from her.
Well, luckily I figured out a way to protect myself against that. Some kick-ass dance moves.
What? Oh my gosh, I wasn't ready for that.
I was thinking about going pro.
Oh, no.
Laugh all you want. There was a scout in the stands for that year.
John twirls her around and they dance close. They stare into each other's eyes and look as if they're falling for each other. Later, Kate walks into a computer room at school. Carrie, Heather and Beth are waiting for her.
Oh my gosh, Felix, we need to know everything, every detail right now.
We haven't been able to get a hold of you
all night.
We need
to know every
detail. I mean, you guys dated him, you know.
Not on the high seas. What the hell happened out there?
Nothing. You know, it was just we talked and it was nice.
You just talked?
You mean he was able to get intimate without being, like, intimate?
Okay, he is telling her anything she wants to hear. Look, the only way to see if he's really fallen for it is to see how far Kate can push him at the hotel after the away game.
Right. Yeah, I can do that.
Oh, no. Oh, no, I know that look. He's got you under his spell.
What? No. I come on.
No, you come on. You can't lose focus going into the finals.
Kate, we all believed him. But there is no way to know what this guy is really thinking.
Carrie holds up a camcorder.
Yes, there is.
I'm reporting from behind enemy lines, a fortress, if you will, where the innermost workings of the male psyche reveal themselves like a slide under a microscope.
Central's going down!
She spies on the boys' locker room. They make fart sounds with their armpits.
That's disgusting.
Hey, look, Ma! No hands!
Not an armpit.
Disgusting. Nice work.
John gets a whiff.
Oh! Tommy!
Nachos?
Away game, dude. You gonna be my wingman?
Nah, I think I'm just gonna hang out with Kate tonight.
Oh, come on. So I gotta take care of all that Central Hotel by myself?
Yes, so.
Oh, come on, man. We gonna get us some girls or you gonna act like one?
That's messed up, Tommy.
John, please tell me you tapped that by now.
Boys, look, you don't just pop an 82 Bordeaux because it's on your shelf.
Oh, please.
Great things take time.
Man, you whipped.
The guys flick towels at John.
Whoa. Nobody is whipped. Okay, John Tucker is not whipped.
Oh, here we go.
Let's just say at tonight's away game, I'm gonna be scoring more than baskets.
Bingo.
Kate finds Scott in the chemistry lab.
So, hydrogen and oxygen are getting a drink, and Gold walks in, and they go, "Hey, you, get out of the bar." Because, you know, AU is the atomic symbol for gold.
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, good. You're going to help me measure with the doodad and everything.
Oh, I actually thought I'd work with Alex today.
She looks shocked.
Oh, well, he's going to take you back without an insurance waiver?
Yeah, well, he's warmed up to me since his left eyebrow grew back.
Kate smiles and shrugs. Scott turns and walks away across the lab, leaving her looking downcast. That night, Kate opens the door to an airline pilot.
Hey, kiddo. Is your mom home?
Nope.
She shuts the door on him as Laurie comes downstairs.
Is that him?
You're not seriously going out with Skip, are you?
Don't call him that. We're just going out.
Mom, please don't do this. Please? He's probably in town for a layover and he's just looking for someone to lay over.
Very clever, sweetheart. Can we not do this whole thing right now?
Mom, no wonder I'm so messed up. I've never actually seen a functional relationship.
Who I date is none of your business.
Are you serious? Can you imagine growing up with a mom who only dates jerks? You don't really see how this affects me?
Kate picks up a couple of bags.
See you tomorrow. Don't forget to lock the door when you sneak out.
She marches off past the pilot. John and the Kodiaks leave a basketball game in triumphal mode.
So, your team's just won the semifinals. You're at a hotel with all your friends. I mean, this should be fun, shouldn't it?
Come on, get up! Let's
go! Now the real game begins.
Kate's dubious.
Are you sure we're not going too far?
Look, this game's in crunch time.
Kate, do you know what happens when you let your guard down around John Tucker?
Kate shrugs.
Carrie, show her.
We need to see this.
Here.
On a laptop...
I am not whipped, okay? John Tucker is not whipped. I will have you know that at tonight's away game, I'm gonna be scoring more than baskets.
Uncork it, then pork it. Okay, I got you on that one.
Slam dunk, baby.
Uncork her and pork her.
John Tucker, you are going down.
She marches off. Heather, Beth, and Carrie all slap hands. Kate comes out of the bathroom of their hotel room and shows off some red underwear to her co-conspirators.
What? Is it okay?
You should totally wear underwear to school.
She's hot!
Yeah, you know!
In another room, Tommy is looking at a computer.
Kate S. requests video chat with John T.
Okay, you're gone.
All right, player.
Bye-bye.
Tommy goes. John sits down.
Hey there.
Hey. You alone?
Yeah. You?
Yeah. It's so sad, because I'm so lovely. Lonely. I'm so lonely.
Well, maybe I could come over there and keep you company.
Oh, I'd like that. But there's a problem. Coach Williams is out in the hall. She's totally watching. There's no way you could get in here.
Damn it.
Unless you went out on the ledge and came in through the sliding door.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's too bad I got all dressed up. Or down.
She reveals her bra.
I could try the balcony.
Great. I'm three rooms down. I already counted.
I'll be right there.
Hold on. Hold on.
What?
I got you a present.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's under your bed.
He finds a small bag under the bed and takes a red thong from it.
Ooh, a little preview?
No, I want you to wear them. What's wrong? It's sexy. Haven't you ever done this before?
No.
That's cute. You're just so... inexperienced.
What? No, I am not inexperienced.
John. Johnny. I thought that you might do this one little thing for me. And then I might do a little something for you. And then we might do a little something together. But
you know what?
I am tired, and it is getting really late, so I'll just see you tomorrow. Night.
Wait. Wait, give me 5 minutes.
Okay.
With just a towel wrapped around his waist, John creeps along the outside of his hotel balcony. He makes it to the balcony of the next room and jumps inside. Checking the coast is clear, he steps into the darkened bedroom.
Waste your time, coast, the boy's bad news.
He removes the towel from around his waist and now clad only in the red thong, he lies back on the bed. The door to the bedroom opens and Coach Williams comes in her dressing gown. She grabs his ear and marches him up the corridor.
John!
What are you wearing?
Dude, those are for ladies.
The basketball coach.
What the hell?
I think this belongs to you, Coach. I found it in my bed.
Coach, make her let go. Live and let live is what I say, Tucker. It takes all kinds to feel the freeway. But I am not equipped for this kind of weirdness. This close to the playoffs!
At each end of the corridor, a crowd has gathered to see what the commotion is. Kate and the others are amongst them.
I guess it was 4 instead of 3. I'm sorry.
Show's over, ladies. Back to your rooms. Show's over! Back to your rooms.
Everyone's taken photos of John.
Hey, John. Love the bow.
Your butt is my screensaver.
Looking embarrassed, John puts the hood of his hoodie up and goes into the basketball court. Someone has stuck photos of him in his thong on the door with the slogan, John Tucker number one, across them. On the basketball court, his teammates all give him funny looks.
All right, let's go. Split up. Shirts versus skins. Come on.
John takes his hoodie and tracksuit bottoms off. The guys see he's still wearing the thong under his shorts.
All right, ball.
Dude, you wearing thongs again, man?
Yep.
Tommy shakes his head. A crowd of girls file into the basketball court.
It's like letting your best friend sleep in a silk hammock.
The guys frown.
They're breezy. They don't bind.
Yeah.
And they give you just enough swing.
John leaps into the air, performs an aerial somersault, and slam dunks the ball.
What?
Later, all the guys are wearing thongs.
All right, guys, let's go.
A guy leaps up and bounces the ball off the back plate. Each successive guy leaps up, catches the ball in the air, and bounces the ball off the back plate. John brings up the rear and slam dunks the ball. Everyone's impressed except Carrie, who's appalled.
Unbelievable. I'd hit him with my car if he wouldn't make a body cast on fashion scene.
Beth passes a group of guys who have thongs showing above their jeans. John sees Kate.
Hey. Hey. The other night didn't quite go like I'd hoped.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
No, it's okay. Kind of spun it.
I noticed. Now everyone knows Victoria's Secret.
Tommy was thinking we'd do it as a birthday theme. Not the same old thong and dance.
It's cute.
She walks on.
Kate, wait. Look, you don't get it, okay? I was humiliated trying to get your attention. And I'm not working this hard just so I can get some action.
So I'm not just some 82 Bordeaux you want to uncork and pork?
Where'd you hear that? No, look, that's just locker room talk, okay? That doesn't mean anything.
You act like a pig so you don't sound whipped?
Yes, exactly. Look, I'm saying things I don't believe. I'm doing things I don't understand. I mean, I put on your underwear and I scaled a building.
She smiles dismissively.
I'm trying so hard. But I'm out of place.
Kate. You're the one.
Kate looks shocked.
Look, I've never done this before, so I'm not exactly sure how it goes.
He takes off his watch.
It's just something personal.
And puts it on Kate's wrist.
Something to show you. And whoever wants to know, that I'm whipped.
Kate's gobsmacked.
Yeah. I'm whipped. Will you be my girlfriend?
Oh my God.
We'll crush him.
Kill time. Bam. Happy birthday, little Tucker.
Okay, so now
yeah, peace. You guys, I'm feeling a little weird about this whole thing.
Huh? Kate? You said if you ever dated a guy like this, you would get even.
I know, but... Oh my God, you love him!
Oh, we are doing a dating intervention. This is for your own good.
Reality check, Kate?
You're not really dating him.
You got tucked over. He didn't fall for you. He fell for what we made you. Who were you before you met us?
No one. And then we made you the one. And this is how you repay us? So the little monster you created destroys John Tucker, and then what? What happens to me?
You become a legend.
Yeah. What if I don't want that?
Well, you can't have him. And this watch belongs to me. I am the head cheerleader. He's the team captain. This watch should be mine.
What, you think because you're the head cheerleader, you can get whatever you want?
Exactly. Hey, girls. Stop.
Thanks, Carrie.
He deserves the best, okay? He obviously deserves me.
What? You don't care about him. All you care about is getting into Hartford.
I believe it's Harvard.
Stop it. You guys, we're supposed to be friends.
Well, friends don't say they're gonna do something and
then totally screw everybody over.
If you're not against John, you are not with us.
Heather, Carrie, and Beth fold their arms and glare at Kate.
You guys really think this is gonna help you get over John Tucker? You're either obsessed with destroying him or obsessed with dating him. Either way, it's always all about him. I'm done with it.
She heads off.
Well, cheerleaders don't quit.
I'm not a real cheerleader. Whatever your plan is, count me out.
Well, don't worry about it, because you're fired.
Kate goes, leaving them looking put out.
Okay, hang on. I think I know what we need.
Carrie sits at her computer. Looking upset, Kate walks past a workstation that Scott's sitting at. He sees her go by, then sees Heather, Carrie, and Beth come out of the computer room and walk off after her. He takes the headphones he's wearing off and hurries after them. Still wearing John's watch, Kate walks down a corridor.
I wish it could just be simple, like a retro pop song. I want you to want me. Boom. End of story. We all live happily ever after.
It's a nice watch.
It's Scott.
No, it's not what it looks like. But it's never really like that, is it?
Since when are Beth and Carrie friends with Heather? Those girls absolutely hate each other, Kate. And what are they doing talking to you?
Kate smiles awkwardly.
What happened to you? You were so different, and now you're like the rest of them. You fell for my brother.
No, I didn't. No, it's not like that. I mean,
it's something you cooked up with those three. It's just a joke to you, isn't it?
She regards him guiltily.
You want to know why John fell for you? He thinks that you're the first honest relationship that he's been in.
Well, he's not that innocent, okay? I mean, you know how John Tucker can be.
Everybody knows how he can be. He is John Tucker. And still, every girl in school lines up to date him, knowing what they know. And yeah, he lies to girls to get them to fall for him. I can't imagine the kind of person who would do that. Can you?
Scott mooches off down the corridor, leaving Kate looking troubled. That night, Kate is back at home. She comes into the kitchen and finds a heavily iced chocolate cake sitting on the kitchen worktop.
Mom! Frosting! There's cake under it.
Yeah, I sent Skip home.
She puts a laundry basket down.
Oh. You know, I'm starting to get this whole Skip thing.
Look, I know my relationship stuff affects you. I made mistakes, but I would never plan to hurt somebody.
I just got so caught up in it. I guess I was invisible for so long that it felt good to be noticed.
Kate, you chose to be invisible. You thought it would be easier that way.
Well, they're noticing me now. I mean, none of this is really me. And now I don't even know who my real friends really are.
Maybe if you showed them the real Kate, you'd find out.
Kate looks at Laurie and then frowns quizzically. She goes outside and gets into a Volkswagen convertible. At a party venue, a guy with a can of spray paint sprays Happy Birthday Tuck on a giant balloon. Kate drives along in the Volkswagen with a troubled expression. At the party, a live band are on stage. John joins Scott in front of the stage.
Hey, happy birthday, bro.
Carrie, Heather and Beth arrive at the party and talk to one of the other guests.
Hey, have you seen Tommy? We have a birthday present for John.
Yeah, he's on stage in the truck.
He's arranging some speakers.
We bought the dope up in here.
The conspirators make their way through the crowd. Tommy's on stage.
People in planes, yeah, that was loud right there. Hey, look, check me out over here. Come on now, gather around. It's John Tucker toast time, yeah. Hey, John, come up here, man. All right, look, check this out. A birthday comes but once a year, and the good Lord, you'll be thanking. Now, old pal, let's cut this cake and see who's giving you a spanking.
Two bikini-clad girls pop out of the cake. Carrie calls over.
Tommy,
what's
that
for me?
Oh, just a little something extra from the girls at Kodiak.
You like it. Okay, let's start it right now.
Okay, perfect.
Here we go.
She gave him a DVD which plays on a big screen. Kate arrives.
That was hot. Now take a look at hotter.
You made it. Come on, you wish me a happy birthday.
John, that's not why I'm here.
They're on stage. They watch the DVD on the big screen.
It's okay. This is just something to show you. And whoever wants to know that I'm whipped. You're the one, Kate. Look, I've never done this before, so...
This is cool.
I'm not exactly sure how it goes. Will you be my girlfriend?
The conspirators smirk.
John Tucker... There's only one guy out there.
Oh, no.
But you are not.
Kate switches the DVD off. John looks confused.
What's going on?
John, I have something I have to say. This entire time I've been pretending to be a bunch of stuff that I'm not. So you would fall for me. We were trying to break your heart so you knew what it felt like.
We?
She looks at Heather, Carrie, and Beth in the crowd.
I get it. Well, hey, you girls pulled it off. Yeah, it worked.
Kate hands him his watch back.
I'm sorry.
What's going on? Are you guys breaking up?
Look, this entire time I've been lying about who I am, but I'm done pretending. This is the real me. This is Kate.
Hey, Kate.
Yeah.
You're ruining the party!
The guy threw his drink over her.
This is all our fault. You do not deserve this. We should never have done this to you.
Okay, hey, so big deal, she lied. We all lied. Like you've never lied before? Exactly, you should be throwing drinks at each other, yeah, not her.
The conspirators are drenched.
Everybody chill. Look, they're right. All right, we all do it. I lie. I pretend I'm whenever I need to get girls.
And it works, dude.
You're the man!
No, I'm not saying it's a good thing.
It's a great thing!
Guys, what I'm trying to say is... it's wrong.
There ain't nothing wrong with hooking up with the finest girls in the school! Yeah!
Scott looks unimpressed. Kate looks at John, who smiles and shrugs. Kate grabs a handful of cake and throws it at John, hitting him in the face. Laughing, John and all his exes grab handfuls of cake and hurl them at each other. The mayhem spreads to the rest of the party girls on the dance floor, and food and drink flies thick and fast through the air.
Sometimes.
Sometime later, Kate hurries up to John outside the school.
John!
He looks round.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey. Wow, you look clean.
Thanks. You look pretty clean yourself.
Thanks. Listen, I shouldn't have thrown the cake.
Kate, stop. I deserve the cake in the face. And as hard as it might be for you to believe, I'm gonna start telling the truth.
She smiles.
I mean it.
Okay, well, I think that's great.
So, truce?
I'd like that.
They go to hug and bang heads.
Ow!
Thank you. Bobbed when I
leave.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
They shake hands.
See you around.
Yeah. Good luck.
John heads off and smiling, Kate watches him go.
So it took us 12 bottles of shampoo and 3 days to get the stripper cake out of our hair. But you know what? It was all worth it.
Kate. Hey, Kate.
Hey, one sec. Hi.
Hey. So, things didn't quite work out with Alex and I. See, we have shop together as well.
Was there another fire?
No, I... Yeah. I clearly warned him that I shouldn't be operating a bandsaw.
No way.
But chemistry does suck without you.
What do you say? Lab partners?
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. You're perfect, kid. You know, because you're smarter than me, and so far, not flammable. Right?
True. Scott goes off giving the peace sign. Beth, Carrie, and Heather.
You totally have a crush on the other Tucker.
She'll definitely need help with this one. I just upgraded my boot cam. We can do a full frontal attack.
No.
Let's just hang out tonight, okay?
Hang out? Where's that gonna go on my college application?
And John Tucker? We definitely got to him. He never lied to a girl again.
Hey, beautiful. Now we need to go into this with our eyes open. Complete honesty. Jennifer, this is Jill, my other girlfriend. I think we can make this work.
And the girl who made John Tucker fall in love? Well, she's a legend.
Kate grins happily.
When we live such fragile lives, it's the best way.
Oh, I almost forgot. If you're thinking of trying this at home, just remember, when you mess with a John Tucker, you better be prepared for the consequences.
A glamorous female teacher drops her notes and lots of overweight male teachers bend down to pick them up, exposing the tops of thongs above their trousers. Directed by Betty Thomas, written by Jeff Lowell, produced by Bob Cooper, Michael Birnbaum. Executive producers Karen Lunder, Mark S. Fisher, Director of Photography Anthony B. Richmond, ASC/BSC. Production designer Marcia Hines. Edited by Matthew Friedman. Music supervisor Alexandra Pat Savas. Music by Richard Gibbs. In Tokyo, Japan, three girls look at a picture of John wearing his thong on a mobile phone. Cast: John Tucker, Jesse Metcalf. Kate, Brittany Snow. Heather, Ashanti. Beth, Sophia Bush. Carrie, Arielle Cabell. Scott, Penn Badgley. Laurie, Jenny McCarthy. Tommy Fatso Fasano. Basketball coach, Kevin McNulty. Coach Williams, Patricia Drake. Spelling Bee girl, Amanda Lee. Cute boy, Jeff Ballard. Justin, Taylor Kitsch. Skip number one, Steve Bashish. Skip number two, Dean Ray. Skip number three, John Cuthbert. Skip number four, Aaron Dudley. Skip number five, Mark Menard. Skip number six, Dan Payne. Stoner girl, Mercedes De La Zerda. Teammate number one, Brendan Penny. Teammate number two, Torian Mills. Molly Nicole Plasher. Crying waitress, Jalen Simmons. Coach Claypool, Nancy J. Lilly. Goth girl, Yaldra Tessum. Volleyball girl, Devon Vagel. Detention teacher, Alfred E. Humphreys. Helmet, Beth's photographer, Woody Jeffries. Holly, John's movie date, Samantha McLeod. Chinese woman in theatre, Diana Ha. Chinese man in theatre, Donald Fong. Sign language girls, Carly Locke, Stephanie A. Locke. chemistry teacher, Fulvio Cercer. Game 2 opponent, Lucas McCann. Referee number 2, Bruce Morrison. Beautiful girl number 1, Barbara Kottmeyer. Beautiful girl number 2, Nikki Klein. Beautiful girl number 3, Katja Vishilas. Nancy Nicole Frazinet. Freshman flower boy, Stuart Cohen. Becky from student council, Julie Patswold. Freshman at beach, Connor Widows. Hallway girls, Amanda Crew, Emily Tennant. Copyright 2006 20th Century Fox Film Corporation and June Entertainment LLC in all territories except Brazil, Italy, Korea, Japan and Spain. Copyright 2006 TCF Hungary Film Rights Exploitation Limited Liability Company, 20th Century Fox Film Corporation and June Entertainment LLC in Brazil, Italy, Korea, Japan and Spain. 20th Century Fox Film Corporation is the author of this motion picture for purposes of copyright and other laws.